Border Agents Repelled New Year's Migrant Invasion. Written by R. Court Kirkwood. Thursday, January 3, 2019. Border agents repelled a New Year's migrant attack on the border in the San Diego sector, the Department of Homeland Security has reported. About 150 of the unemployed illegal aliens, who have been sitting in Tijuana hoping to file what often turn out to be phony asylum claims, attempted to cross. The border mayhem included, as it has before, throwing rocks at border agents. And, once again, the migrants used children in their attack. Meanwhile, nearly 25,000 illegal alien minors jumped the border in December. Children pushed over the top. The illegal alien invaders staged the Camp of the Saints-like breach just after midnight in the wee hours of January 1. The DHS reported that about 150 invaders attempted to illegally enter the United States by climbing over and crawling under the border fence in San Diego sector. Because Customs and Border Patrol has beefed up security in the sector, the first group of 45 invaders headed back for Mexico. But, shortly thereafter, migrants began throwing rocks over the fence at the CBP agents and officers, then came a virtual melee with the attack force of illegal aliens. Several teenagers, wrapped in heavy jackets, blankets and rubber mats were put over the concertina wire. Border Patrol agents witnessed members of the group attempt to lift toddler-sized children up and over the concertina wire and having difficulty accomplishing the task in a safe manner. Agents were not in a position to safely assist the children due to the large number of rocks being thrown at them. So once again, the illegal alien invaders exploited children, purposely exposing them to harm to break into the United States illegally. To address the rock throwers assaulting agents and risking the safety of migrants attempting to cross who were already on the U.S. side, both smoke and minimal countermeasures were deployed, DHS reported. Agents deployed smoke, pepper spray and CS gas to a position upwind of the rock throwers and south of the border fence. The deployments were not directed at the migrants attempting entry on the U.S. side or at the fence line. The rock throwers were located south of the fence, in an elevated position both above the border fence area and the incursion attempt. The rock-throwing criminals fled the area, and the rest of migrants turned back to Mexico through a hole under the fence and by climbing over. No agents witnessed any of the migrants at the fence line, including children, experiencing effects of the chemical agents, which were targeted at the rock throwers further away, DHS reported. 25 apprehensions, including two teenage migrants, were made. Unsurprisingly, the Associated Press published a pro-migrant invasion account. An Associated Press photographer saw at least three volleys of gas launched onto the Mexican side of the border near Tijuana's beach that affected the migrants, including women and children, as well as journalists. As well, the leftist news agency dubiously claimed, the AP saw rocks thrown only after U.S. agents fired the tear gas. That, of course, does not mean the migrant criminals did not throw rocks before border agents rightly retaliated to protect American sovereignty. The AP apparently did not press migrants to answer a simple question: what kind of parents try to push their children over a border fence topped with concertina wire in the middle of a night with a pack of violent criminal strangers? This isn't the first time the invading migrants have drafted children to use as props in their attacks. In late November, the radical left collapsed in a Trump derangement seizure after migrants used women and children as human shields in the first attempt. Along with the TDS came the anti-Trump narrative that the president was uniquely evil because he was gassing babies. In fact, leftist avatar Barack Hussein Obama fired gas at migrants more than 500 times during his administration. 22,000 illegal alien children. Meanwhile, Breitbart.com has reported that 22,000 illegal alien minors jumped the border illegally in December, about 25% of whom were unaccompanied. DHS put the figure of unaccompanied minors at 5,000. Adding that figure to the minors who crossed in the first 2 months of fiscal 2019 brings the total of unaccompanied minors to more than 15,000. Bear in mind that unaccompanied minors are not likely small children, but instead teenagers who are nearly fully grown adults. December's figures are not available at the CBP website because of the government shutdown. Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.